Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm your host Tanner, and we're just going to talk about the Headless Mule. It's because we created the podcast, and the Headless Mule, or Mulo Sem Cabeça in Portuguese, is a mythical creature from Brazilian folklore. According to legend, the Headless Mule is a cursed woman who has been transformed into a mule as punishment for her sins. Every night, she wanders the countryside, her neck ablaze with fire, searching for a way to break the curse. The Headless Mule is said to be particularly active during the full moon. It's also associated with other supernatural occurrences, such as storms or unexplained deaths. Some versions of the legend says that the Headless Mule can only be stopped by a brave man who is willing to approach her and remove the bridle from her mouth. Others say that she can be exorcised by a powerful priest or by sprinkling holy water on her. The legend of the Headless Mule has been passed down through generations of Brazilians, and is still a popular topic of conversation today. It has inspired countless works of art, including literature, music, and film, and continues to fascinate and terrify people around the world. There are many versions of the story of the Headless Mule in Brazilian folklore. Here are a few examples. In one version, the Headless Mule is said to be a woman who is cursed by a priest for having an affair with a married man. The priest transformed her into a mule and caused her to wander the countryside on certain nights, her neck ablaze with fire. Another version of the legend tells of a woman who was forced by her jealous husband to have an abortion. As punishment for her sin, she was transformed into a Headless Mule and doomed to wander the countryside at night. In yet another version, the Headless Mule is said to be the ghost of a woman who died in childbirth. According to this legend, the woman was cursed to become a mule and roamed the countryside, her neck on fire, till she found someone to take her place in the afterlife. In all versions of the story, the Headless Mule is said to be a terrifying sight, with flames shooting from her neck and eyes that glow in the dark. Some versions of the legend also describes the sound of her praying as being particularly eerie and haunting. The legend of the Headless Mule has inspired many works of art in Brazil and beyond. Here are a few examples. The Headless Mule has been the subject of numerous books and stories in Brazil, including Mulo Sem Cabeça by João Guimarães Rosa, Lendas do Sul by João Guimarães Lopes Neto, and Contos Populares do Brasil by Camara Cascudo. The Headless Mule has been the inspiration for many songs in Brazil, particularly in the genres of folk and sertanejo music. One of the most famous songs about the Headless Mule is Mula Preta by Ernesto Barroso. The legend of the Headless Mule has also been adapted into films such as Osaki and Mazaropi, both of which features creatures as a central character. Visual art. The Headless Mule has also been subject of many paintings, sculptures, and other forms of visual art. For example, the artist Tassilo do Amaral created a painting called Mula Sem Cabeça in 1928, which depicts the creature in a stylized, modernist style. Overall, the Headless Mule has had a significant impact on Brazilian culture and continues to be a popular topic in art, literature, and music. Very short one today. Not much on the Headless Mule. A little short, a little bit. There are no confirmed sightings of the Headless Mule, as it is a mythical creature from Brazilian folklore. However, many people in Brazil believe in the legend and claim to have heard or seen the creature, particularly in rural areas. Some of the reported sightings and encounters with the headless mule include hearing the sound of a mule's upbringing at night, occupied by the smell of sulfur or burning, seeing a mule with flames shooting out of its neck, sometimes with a woman's headless torso riding on its back, feeling a sudden gust of wind or seeing a whirlwind or dust devil, which is said to be caused by the headless mule's passing. While these reports cannot be confirmed, they have been attributed to enduring properly the headless mule legend in Brazil. The creature remains a powerful similar punishment for sin and the supernatural forces that are said to be govern the world. Alright, so that's the headless mule, guys. Quick little tidbit, little short one today, this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you share it with your friends. Very shareable. Have a good one. Thank you. Do me a favor and like just leaving a review and a rating on your favorite podcasting platform of your choice. Don't matter which, like Google, iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, on Amazon, any of that. That'd be great. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Let me know what you like about the show and what want to be on the show. Let me know. I love having guests on the show. We'll work it out. Yeah. Thank you for listening and have a great one. And catch you next time, next week, here on Cozy Crypto Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.